Springfield's Talk 104.1. I am Nick Reed. It is hopping here, hopping here at Scramblers. We got a couple things going on. It is, of course, Heroes Breakfast for veterans. You get free breakfast until 9 o'clock thanks to Delta Roofing and Air Services, heating, cooling, all service plumbing at Delta Roofing. At the same time, you know, this is the last Friday before the primary next week, and Fridays while we're here, it's kind of a hotbed of people that are interested in what's going on. And so a lot of networking goes on, and it's just busy for that reason as well. We got sample ballots up at KSGF.com. We're going to chat with Don Carricker here in a moment. First, Jason Reimer with the latest news update.
Construction is underway on a new affordable housing project in northwest Springfield. The kitchen broke ground on the Maplewood Villas near West Bypass and Chestnut. That will include units for low-income and formerly homeless seniors ages 55 and up. Some units will be reserved for homeless veterans. Construction should be finished by the end of next year. Retired Greene County Sheriff's canine Lore has passed away at the age of 13.
Lore was a dual-purpose police dog trained in narcotics detection and in patrol apprehension. Lore appeared regularly on the live PD TV series starting in 2018, and he was a fan favorite.
George Lawson reporting. Federal officials have announced plans to spend more than $400 million in grants and loans to expand the reach and improve the speed of internet for rural residents, tribes, and businesses in 11 West and Central U.S. states, including Arkansas. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack telling reporters that farmers, store owners, school kids, and people needing telehealth medical checkups will benefit from the Reconnect and Telecommunications Infrastructure Loan and Loan Guarantee programs. And the National Weather Service issuing a flash flood warning for the St. Louis region again Thursday. The St. Louis Police and Fire Department say some motorists had to be rescued from cars on flooded streets. I'm Jason Reimer, Springfield's Talk 104.1.
First Alert forecast sponsored by St. Clair of the Ozarks Home Improvements. There is a slight chance you might see some showers, thunderstorms this morning. Otherwise, it is going to be a pretty nice day. We're looking for a high of 87. Slight chance of shower storms tonight, 68. Shower storms likely tomorrow, 76. 86 on Sunday with showers and storms likely. Don Carricker here this morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I see you got an old sample ballot there.
Hey, I am only going to talk about politics today.
Okay.
Because
all right. Well, let's
get
at it.
I'm
here.
Heavily involved and have been in the background for, gosh, 20
we
years
gotta,
now.
We have a busy hour. See, we actually have a queue of people waiting to get on.
Oh, well, I better
look at that.
Rush
let's,
right in. I'm going to jump right into it.
Okay. Giddy up.
Okay, if you live in Christian County,
Listen
up if you live in Christian County. Again, listen up if you live in Christian County. The commissioner race is a big race that's going on right now. County commissioner. Now, granted, they don't do a whole lot, but quite honestly, they're the top dog in the county. So please pay attention. There are three people running in Christian County for Christian County commissioner. Presiding commissioner, Tim Peake. Peake, the highest guy, Peake. Remember Peake, Tim Peake.
Okay.
He is the one that all the conservatives are voting for.
Okay.
He has no background in politics. He's not a politician, but the other two people that are running are politicians. They've been in the office for a while. One of them is Lynn Morris, and you know that name. And so, unfortunately, there's a lot of name recognition with that.
Yeah.
So people will just default to that. Do not do that because there's a good reason. It's not that I don't like Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn is okay. He's a pretty decent conservative. However, here's the problem. There are three commissioners in Christian County, presiding, Eastern, and Western. If Lynn is the Eastern commissioner right now, if he gets it and he gets presiding commissioner, that empties the seat for Eastern commissioner again, which means the governor, who is pretty much a rhino, everybody agrees he's a rhino, he gets to pick the Eastern commissioner.
Right.
And he didn't listen to Christian County last time. So if you live in Christian County and you vote for Lynn Morris, you're going to vacate the Eastern commissioner seat so that the governor gets to throw some person in there again that we don't have any say in. That is not good. Whereas, if you vote for Tim Peake will go there as presiding commissioner. We'll also have Lynn Morris there, who is a pretty decent conservative. Those two people can basically help get us back on track to being conservative in Christian County. So that's Christian County itself. Now, there's also, I'm a member of the Christian County Central Committee. We had our meeting last night. What a fireworks show. Holy cow. Christian County, the Central Committee is in a mess. It's in a mess because we have a lot of people that are past their prime.
Okay.
All it means is they've done a decent job, but quite honestly, it's very obvious they need to move on. They need to move on. So if you are in the southern part of Highway W, if you live in South Highway W, you need to vote for the county committeeman and women, committeeman and woman, Chris and Alexis Schaefer. Chris and Alexis Schaefer. You need to flip the ballot over, and you'll see their name on there. They're the last thing on the ballot is for that seat, and it's for a county committeeman and woman, south on Highway W, out towards Sparta. Go south on W. If you're in the south half of that, you vote for Chris and Alexis Schaefer so that we can get the people that are past their prime going on with life. Let them enjoy life, you know, and go on with other things. Eric Burleson, definite. I have no questions about that. Everybody says, well, what about Mike Moon? Mike Moon and Eric Burleson are the most, forget the ads. The ads are lying. They're bullcrap. They're going out there and misleading the public with disingenuous information like you brought up this morning about how their votes are. They voted against the police. Bullcrap. They voted against a bloated budget that would not balance the budget. They need to be elected. Eric Burleson is the person of choice for another reason, not because I don't like Mike Moon. I love Mike Moon. Mike Moon is an excellent conservative, but he's got 2 years left in his position. We need him there. He's done a great job. If the coin was flipped, if Eric had 2 years left, I'd be wanting Mike Moon. They're great guys. They're both fantastic. Vote for Eric Burleson to keep Mike Moon in the state Senate doing a great job for 2 more years. Then we'll find a place for him after that. But Eric Burleson, he's done. So he needs to go up for 7th Congressional District against Jay Wasson, and I'm going to call him Rhino Wasson because he is. He's a rhino. He is not somebody who is going to be out there looking for conservative values and trying to keep taxes low and all that. Eric will fight for us to keep taxes low, to keep everything going in a conservative direction. Quite honestly, it frustrates me that Jay pick the tagline, America First. Okay, yeah, everybody's using that. And he picked a nice big red sign. That doesn't make him a conservative. It makes him a good marketer, a good salesperson. Do not vote for Jay because you will end up throwing away your vote. Sam Alexander is in that race. And these guys never like to talk about each other. That's why I'm doing it. Sam Alexander is some old doctor, never been in politics. He doesn't know anything about how the inner workings work. Eric is fabulous at the nuances of getting what he wants. He got SAPA passed, Second Amendment Protection Act. He, I believe, co-authored it. I don't know if he authored it or co-authored it, but he was big in the Second Amendment Protection Act that is keeping the federal government out of Missouri from taking away our guns or doing anything that they pass.
Did you get it?
Nope, not done.
All right, got
one more.
Okay, one more.
Jamie Ray Gregg, if you are in the 140th District, Jamie Ray Gregg, Gregg is how he pronounces it, but it looks like Gragg, G-R-A-G-G. He is the person of choice. Danny Garrison is a liberal. He's a person that's been in education. You know, he even bragged about how much he's been an intellectual. What do they call those guys that are in school all the time? I mean, they're just constantly in school. Not intellectual. It's a doggone it. I can't remember the name. But anyway, Danny Garrison, he's a liberal. He's a rhino. He's not even a Republican, quite honestly. I mean, he's just running. I think people put him up against Jamie Ray Gregg because the MRA supported Jamie Ray Gregg. They wanted to have somebody go against him because nobody else was. And so they threw this Danny Garrison guy out there. We've met with both of them. We've interviewed both of them. Danny Garrison does not have what it takes to get the job done in the House of Representatives up in Jeff City.
All right.
Please vote. Remember to turn your ballot over when you go vote. Turn the ballot over. There's going to be stuff on the back.
Got it.
So don't forget that. And don't, like you said, don't vote for people
if you don't know.
Like Senate race, 21 guys running for Senate. If you haven't investigated that, don't vote. Don't just vote on name recognition. You're going to throw away somebody else's vote who did the hard work and the legwork.
Don Carricker, IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com.
Whatever. It's more important than loans.
It's good to see you, sir.
Thank you.
You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning
Talk 104.1
on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
We like to... Oh, wait. Oh, you need this, don't you? All right. We're going to have a word from Sarah Myers here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to tell you about my friends over at the Pyramid Roofing Company really quick. If you find yourself needing a new roof, the Pyramid Roofing Company is a company that you can trust. Now, they have been providing top quality roofing in Missouri since 1992. They have an A-plus rating through the BBB. They are veteran supported, veteran operated, and they're just fantastic people. Yes. My word, right there. So if you do find yourself needing a new roof, give the Pyramid Roofing Company a call today. Then come out, give you a free estimate, give you an inspection, see what you need, what you don't need. And, you know, sometimes you don't need a full new roof. Maybe you just need a roof repair. Either way, the Pyramid Roofing Company has got you covered. Now you can find all of their contact information housed at KSGF.com under the Sarah's Endorsements tab.
It is a Hero's Breakfast. You can tend to know that by listening. It sounds, you know, a little busy. And we always like to also help out appropriately during the honor or Veterans Breakfast with free breakfast for veterans out here. Honor Flight of the Ozarks. Gary Ellison is here with us. Give us the latest update. In fact, somebody came by earlier and they asked, when's the next Honor Flight? And I was like, I think it's August 23rd. And he said, is it? And I said, I kind of feel like I'm guessing. And Sarah looked it up. And I was right.
You are right.
I was right. So,
you are right.
So that's coming up. What all do people need to know?
Well, the main thing is the Honor Flight for August 23rd is full. We have a full group of 82 veterans and 82 guardians, so we're ready to go. However, there is a really neat way for people to participate if they don't go, and that is to be out at the airport.
Yeah, it is great.
For the welcome home, and that usually happens about 9:30 or 10 o'clock when the flight gets back from Washington. It's a full day over there, and these heroes get off the plane and they march into the airport, and there's a band playing military music.
It's really
an inspiring thing, and if you're at all patriotic, you need to be there.
Yeah, and even if you think you kind of are, but not really, you will be.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Now, did I see you all had, like, Welcome Home T-shirts or something? Did I see? I saw that somewhere, I thought.
I don't know.
I thought it was on the Honor Flight of the Ozarks Facebook page. I could be wrong. Obviously, I may be. I'll have to see what I was talking about. But, no, it is so incredible. It's moving.
It really is.
It's so cool.
And I mean,
if you have kids, if you have grandkids, bring them out for that. It's indescribable what it's like.
And there's not a dry eye in the house.
Nope, there's not.
Not at all.
You know, if you don't like to get choked up, you may not want to go. Or stand in the back, wear sunglasses or something so people can't see.
There's something new about the flight this time around. As I understand, they have rebuilt the Korean War Memorial in Washington. And they've added...
It's a neat memorial.
Not unlike the Vietnam Wall, they have added names to it. And that's a whole new thing, which I will be able to tell you about when we get back from the flight.
Great. Did you find on the site? Is that what? Yeah, we'll have to. Can you order on the site? How do people order? Yeah, here. I guess you could use the microphone.
Yes, I can do
that.
She
found that this. It was just a very recent posting. These Welcome Home Heroes. That's what I think I.
Yeah, Honor Flight of the Ozarks Facebook page. Welcome Home T-shirts are available at the Honor Flight of the Ozarks office, and that's 2200 East Sunshine Street, Suite 204.
And if you're driving around, you forget it. Just when you get on Facebook,
I'll link it.
Yeah, Sarah will link it, so that way you can easily find it. But they're nice looking shirts.
Yeah, they are.
Nice.
It's very cool, and I imagine some of those dollars, of course, go to help put those heroes on those flights.
Well,
and
the dollars do help, and that's the important thing. Yeah. You know, the veterans all fly free. The guardians pay $500 a head in order to be able to go.
And you could not spend better money.
No, you couldn't.
You absolutely could not, because you get to see all these things also.
Sure.
But you know, so often we'll see historical, people go to monuments, they go to memorials, but to go see them and see the people to whom they were erected.
Yes.
Also seeing them, many for the first and only time in their lives, that is a snapshot of history that most people never get to experience. And I'm telling you, you cannot spend $500 better.
You really can't. Yeah. And we need that money because it's expensive to do this. And each flight costs us about $150,000. And that's all donated. We don't get any government support or anything like that.
You know, you should note that the Guardians, that covers, you know, they get fed and everything,
right.
You know, lunches and food along the way, just like the
donuts in the morning.
Yeah, donuts in the morning, which is always fantastic. So, that, you know, that covers the expenses for it, and again, the experience itself is priceless.
And we have, which we'll talk about later on in the year, a big fundraising gala, which is in October, I think.
Okay.
But we'll tell you all about that.
Yeah,
but
maybe
I'm really
next.
Excited to see the reworked Korean Memorial.
Yeah, that sounds really neat. Excellent.
The other thing, we have added Gulf War veterans to the list of people that can go. So if you're World War II, Korea, Vietnam era, or now Gulf War, you are entitled to go on this honor flight for absolutely free as a veteran. And the way you do that is you go to honorflightoftheozarks.org.
Okay.
And you can find an application and be able to join us on a future flight. We take three flights a year. So we've got two more coming up this year. We've got one in August 23rd, and then we've got one October 25th. And
weather-wise, that October one's probably, for some people, maybe preferable, so it's a good
Washington can be hot in the summertime.
Those buses are nice and cool, though.
They are.
I can speak from experience. Well, and of course, you mentioned the website, but we'll also make sure to get all that up on our social media as well.
Sure.
So if people get, you know, you're driving around, you forget, that way we can make sure that they get. So if they're veterans that want applications, you're thinking about, or I think a tremendous gift you can give someone is purchase them a guardianship slot on
Absolutely.
There. That's a great gift to give someone. Or even, you know, maybe as some sort of bonus at work, you have a manager or some employee of the month, whatever it is. Incredible. I mean, it's the sort of thing they will never, ever, ever forget. Yeah, you can give them a $500 bonus, but this is an experience they'll remember the rest of their life.
To go to Arlington National Cemetery.
Oh, changing the guard.
With a whole bunch of veterans. I'm telling you, if that doesn't stir your patriotism, nothing will.
It's always a pleasure, Gary.
Well, thank you
very
much,
Nick. Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. And so I guess probably next time we'll talk to you. Yeah, we'll get to hear about the new Korean War Memorial.
Right.
All
absolutely.
Right? Sounds good.
Thank you very much, Nick.
You bet. Absolutely. Have a great weekend. Springfield's Talk 104.1 as we continue from Scramblers this morning, A Hero's Breakfast. I'm Nick Reed.
Hear about it.
I know I'm beating a dead horse here.
Talk about it.
The hypocrisy and the double standards kind of unreal.
On Springfield's Talk 104.1. You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
I wanted to kind of give you a bit of an update. An update on an update. I had mentioned a couple weeks ago that we were really getting all the details ironed out for the next Great Escape. And in fact, when we had our happy hour a few weeks ago, our new partners were there and kind of gave everyone, well, this is pretty much what we have verbally confirmed and have an agreement, but we just have to do all the detailed stuff and sign paperwork and everything. And I'm headed over today to get final paperwork. So point being is hopefully very, very soon we'll be able to make the announcement and you all can start booking. I will tell you, for the purposes of pre-planning, it almost, you know, everything that we've got laid out thus far, it will be a trip in which we leave St. Louis, like usual, the last, I think it's either the last Saturday or Sunday of February. So it's not a November trip this time around, largely just because of the time, you know, how close that is compared to the amount of lead time that we generally give. And so it will be another February trip. And so it will, again, either this Saturday or Sunday, the last one of February, that will take off. And so, of course, those of you who came to that happy hour, you have more details than that. But that will be forthcoming for the rest of you sooner than later. So just want to give you an update and let you know that that is still, today, this morning, I'm going to be hopefully getting those contracts, and we'll be able to really get things moving along after that. Live from Scramblers, I'm Nick Reed, Traffic Update.
You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
It is a Heroes Breakfast here at Scramblers. I am Nick Reed. We've got another 24 minutes free breakfast for veterans. You come out, air services, heating, cooling, all service plumbing, and Delta Roofing, along with Scramblers, buying breakfast for veterans this morning. Our Friday Roadshow, always sponsored by Affordable Towing. The First Alert Forecast, sponsored by Navant. Employee benefits that work. Slight chance of showers, thunderstorms this morning. Otherwise, partly sunny day, high of 87. Slight chance of showers, storms 68 tonight. Tomorrow, showers and storms likely, 76, and Sunday, partly sunny. Showers and storms are likely at some point with a high of 86. Now, it is a Heroes Breakfast. Usually Grandma Mary, she joins us. She brings cookies, though not quite as lovely as she is in appearance. We've got a couple of others that are in for her. She is, I believe, in Wisconsin, perhaps even listening as we speak. And if so, of course, we hope you have safe travels. I know she talked about having some four-legged companions with her, at least one. We have Andrew Drescher with us, and John Walker. And I want to start with, and this is veteran conversation, of course, with our Heroes Breakfast out here. Andrew, you are with Home at Last. Talk to us a bit about whatever it is that you're we had horrible prep. All I know is it's this veteran stuff, and Mary said, hey, these guys, I want to have them on, and I was like, okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, Mary definitely should have prepped me with some cookies, because
it's all right, don't worry about it.
Yeah, she's definitely much better.
It's all right, no worries at
all. Yeah, so we are actually part of the Kitchen Inc., which is designed to help homeless. I work with veterans specifically as the coordinator, but we're doing some great things at the kitchen. We actually just broke ground on the Maplewood Villas, which is going to be another facility that we're building to help homelessness, 44 features with just 11. What we're doing specifically is we're just looking to help veterans. We take people in off the streets. We help prevent homelessness. And, I mean, we're just doing amazing things. I think just this month we've housed about 9 veterans. Wow. Last month we housed about 8. My team is amazing. We're getting close to being complete. Really, what I wanted to come on here and just kind of talk about homelessness in general. I think one thing that I wanted to really address is kind of how we treat homelessness. I think we need to stop treating it like a problem, because problems have solutions. And there's no one solution to homelessness. What I kind of wanted to look at it as a condition. Humans have conditions. It is a condition, and it has treatments. We are one way to treat homelessness. You know, the people that I work with, organizations like ours, is so important because we serve as a basis of that medication to treat the condition of homelessness. But there's no one solution, so it's really not a problem. We need to stop looking at it as a problem.
You talk about the housing, the success you've had of housing homeless. How is it that you generally get connected up with those individuals? Do they reach out to you? Are they family members of those who are homeless? Just curious.
Great question. We actually work in a great community, the Continuum of Care. Everyone's looking out for homeless veterans. Some of them will come to us. Also, if you're familiar with the O'Reilly Center of Hope, they're kind of the head of our Continuum of Care.
All right.
They will refer any veteran to us. Other people will refer them to us. We get people calling in every day that find out about us. I mean, really, I'm just here to get our information out so that they could contact us. Because, honestly, a lot of the problem with homelessness is there's not a lot of information. Yeah. People don't know where to go, what to do. And that's why I'm trying to get our information out, because it's important that they know there are options, you know. And if there was an article printed out a couple months ago about how we're at a functional zero, and I don't think people understand that. What that means is, essentially, functionally, we have the ability to house everyone that's homeless. Now, I don't know if we're quite there yet, but the idea is there are tools out there to get them homes. People just need to know where to go, know what to do, know how to utilize the resources that are available to them. That's kind of what we do.
Very cool. Now, I'm going to ask you if you have a website or way to contact. And for people listening, Sarah will get all this info up also on our social media so that they can go there if they forget what you're about to say. What's the best way if people do want more information, whether it's for themselves, someone they know, or they want to volunteer and help out?
Oh, that would be wonderful. We always take volunteers. The Kitchen Inc., we have a website. We do features. If you can ever donate to us, we would always appreciate any people that assist. We do take volunteers who can help with our donation center. And like I said, we don't just do veterans. That is my goal. But we also serve just housing in general. We work with HUD. We also work with youth through our Rare Breed program. So, I mean, we have a lot of facilities in the Kitchen Inc. that we help homeless.
All right. John Walker, silver-haired legislator. And it's good. You've been with us before. It's been some time. It's good to see you again. And you wanted to talk about
the Veterans Treatment Court.
All right.
But I do want to say one thing, that I'm also involved on the executive board of the Homeless Alliance here,
okay,
the Regional Homeless Alliance. And what we do is decide the programs and the money, you know, and where it goes. Andrew is the guy that really does the work, and we appreciate him a lot. But, yes, I want to talk about, if I may, about the Veterans Treatment Court. I do it in Christian County, and of the mentees that we have in that program, I think only one of them lives in Christian County. All the rest of them live elsewhere. But I am looking for mentors. Now, what happens is that veterans, whether they served in a war zone or not, sometimes go astray. A lot of times it's PTSD-related, but not always. And what we do is that the court decides that they would be good to be in an 18-month program, which allows them to go through full mental training as well as community service for what they've done. And if they successfully get through it, it doesn't go on their record, and they are allowed to go about their business. Veterans talk best to other veterans, and therefore that's why we need mentors. What I require is that they meet either by phone or in person every week and talk about what they've done and where they're going, and that gives the veterans somebody to talk to. And I need mentors, and therefore I do not mind you giving my phone out, because I would like to hear from people, and I am recruiting Andrew.
Wait, what?
Yeah. On the spot now.
Well, no,
that's
I've talked
to him
before.
He knows what he's doing.
This is not fair. Okay.
Yeah, he's no dummy.
I respect him a lot, but I think that would also maybe give him some opportunity to, because when you're in a nonprofit, whether you're talking Veterans Court, you're talking what Andrew does, being known is so important.
Yeah.
People being aware of what you're doing is so important. So I want mentors that will give me an hour or less a week that's going to talk to somebody. And maybe if they have time, stand up with the guy in front of the judge just in support when they get a track record. We're having lots of success with it. We're growing. But I need people.
All right. So people want to ask more questions or are interested in volunteering,
Just call my number. And it's 417-773-7340. And if I don't answer, it looks like a scam call. Leave me a message, and I'll call you back.
I also see email address, if they wanted to go that route.
That's right, and they're specific about that. John Walker's a common name. Therefore, I am John N. Walker, which is my middle initial, and
Got
that
it.
Way I didn't have to be 865. John N. Walker at hotmail.com.
All right, very good. Thank you both for what you do, for coming on this morning. And you, we were talking off air, you used to spin vinyl in a late night rock and roll in the 60s.
Yes, and you're right about vinyl, both 45s and 33 and a thirds, exactly.
You cue it up, roll it backwards a bit, right?
Well, we did that. In the commercials, though, we were starting to do on cassette.
Okay, was it cassette, or were they the carts? Or was it actual cassette that you
all
used?
No, they were actually cassettes, but they were large size.
All right, I think that's what... See, when I even... Now, this very first station I worked for, I'm a little younger than you are, but they still even had, I said a little, they still had vinyl. So my first music gig was vinyl also, and we had carts that the commercials were on, and so I remember you'd roll it backwards to cue it up
and everything. And they,
you got to choose your music to some degree back then, right?
Well, I mean, we had a playlist, but we were known to vary off of it. I am told I was the first one to ever play the Beatles in Missouri.
No kidding.
I had the...
Now, who told you that?
Which was not you to me.
Well, not the Beatles.
Well, maybe my wife told me that. I don't know.
That's a good source.
It was John.
No, but because I had it in the Battle of the Sounds, which a lot of stations had, where you put all new releases out and see... And they didn't win.
Do you remember who they were up against?
I don't remember who they were up against.
The monkeys, I don't think, were there yet.
We're ready.
So where? What station? Where was this?
Can I say this? The call letters?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
KICK here in Springfield.
Oh, okay. So that was rock and roll in the 60s then. No kidding.
I think we had most of the time zones.
Well, since I had no competition at night, all night. You were number one.
All my ratings were really good.
The most listened to rock and roll host, maybe in even Missouri in the 60s.
Who knows?
I haven't been told that.
But I was told that I played the Beatles first because people didn't know about it.
Yeah, well, I'll be darned. Well, that's really
cool. And then
cool.
They, in our top 10, they had seven songs at one time in our top 10.
Now, did you? Oh, yeah. Now, did you go by John Walker?
I did.
Did you?
I did. Others picked up their names, but I said, you know, what's wrong with my name?
What'd you get out of radio for?
What did I do?
Why'd you get out of radio?
Because Uncle Sam.
You got recruited
commissioned
elsewhere.
Me a lieutenant and, yeah, and sent me to Vietnam.
And you didn't say, hey, I can do that radio thing over there.
Yeah,
I can entertain the troops.
I feel like we saw a movie about
that. Yeah. Well, I did mention that. You might as well claim credit for that, too.
Right?
Yeah, that was based off me. Robin Williams was playing your part, right? That was.
Well, I did inquire about that, and that didn't go over well. They said, we need you. This was way back when they started building up Vietnam. They needed people badly. They said, this is not negotiable. You're going to do something else. So,
Andrew Drescher. I don't know why I have such a hard time with that.
It's okay. John Walker. Yeah. It takes a while.
John, great to see you again.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely my pleasure.
And mentors, give me a call. I need your help.
And yeah, look out for homeless, please. We're always happy to help.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank
Springfield's you. Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. You want to? You prepared to do this? That way I can continue to talk with John over here. That works for me. I'm done with this segment. Why don't you take it?
Okay, I'll take over. Well, I'm going to tell you about my friends over at Beatles Property Maintenance. Bruce was unable to make it out here today, but that's okay because I can still tell you how great Beatles Property Maintenance is. Now, first things first, Beatles is spelled B-E-A-D-L-E-S, and they do a variety of property maintenance and repair services. They've been serving our Springfield community for over a decade, and they can do both big name jobs as well as small name jobs. So if you have a big job, maybe you have mold remediation, maybe you need your crawl space service, maybe you need a vapor barrier, maybe you've had leaking that has went unnoticed that has caused some damage within your home. Those are all things that Beatles Property Maintenance can do for you. But they can also do some of those smaller jobs too. So maybe you have some light fixtures that need to be fixed. Maybe you are ready for an upgrade in your bathroom. Maybe you just need a repair on a leaky water hydrant outside. Either way, Beatles Property Maintenance, they can come out, give you an estimate, and see what they can do for you. Now, their contact information, that's all going to be housed at ksgf.com under the Sarah's Endorsements tab.
But here's a heartwarming story. Now, annually, Republicans and Democrats play off against one another for a charity softball game. This is where several years ago that a Bernie Sanders campaign volunteer set out to assassinate as many Republicans as possible. Now, fortunately, that didn't occur this time around. However, one of the Democrat players, Congresswoman Linda Sanchez, flipped off Republican lawmakers because she was upset about something. Very classy. Very classy. In fact, one tweet from a blue check verified Twitter account noted, "Stay classy, Linda Sanchez, a true role model and inspiration to children everywhere." Remember when we used to hear how just Donald Trump was a horrible role model for children? And how Donald Trump, that man, politics before he came along, everyone got along. There was no arguing. There was no name calling at all. And Donald Trump, that's why we had to get rid of him. It was all for charity, but tensions high during the game, at least for Linda Sanchez, Democrat California, displaying poor sportsmanship during the 87th installment of the game when she was seen flipping off Republicans in the dugout during the sixth inning, with the Democrats trailing at that point by 5 runs. After a lead-off walk, Sanchez was pulled for a pinch runner, but while making her way back to the dugout, she looked at her fellow lawmakers on the opposing side of the aisle before flipping them off. It's unknown what provoked the emotion from Sanchez, but of course social media pointed out what a great role model she is for young people. I mean, it's for charity, for Pete's sakes. Really? The level of nastiness and mean, this is the way that I look at something like this. And it, listen, this isn't a situation in which there was anything going on where you could go, well, I can sort of understand it. This is, at least up until recently, this has been one of the times where Republicans and Democrats, they get together for a good cause. And if you have a congresswoman who has such dark, bitter hatredness in her heart for people who disagree with her, that at a charity baseball game, that's how she behaves. Can you imagine how she treats people under normal circumstances? The Republicans ended up winning 10-0, earning back-to-back victories in the annual game. Republicans almost always win, which I find to be appropriate because one of the things that we know is that every time research is done on charitable giving, not just with money but with time, Republicans, self-centered Republicans, far outspend and outdonate their time to help the poor, the downtrodden, versus those who are self-identified Democrats. So it makes sense that when it comes to a charity game, Republicans would come out ahead of Democrats, just like they do when it comes to real charitable giving. I mean, I'm just telling you the facts. Not opinion. It's factual information. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
Emily Johnson, House Theory Realty. I mean, Emily's just class act. We are so dadgum lucky. The partners that we have, the people that we have, you know, just sitting here talking with Andrew of Kitchen Inc. and Home at Last and John Walker, silver-haired legislator, and, you know, people that just spend their time trying to help people. Why? Not because they have to, not because it's court-ordered, but because they're just good people. And we have so... we are just so blessed as a station to have in our, if you want to call it community, you all listeners and people like John and Andrew, of course, Grandma Mary, who is in Wisconsin, traveling up there this week, but joins us so often. Delta Roofing and Air Services, Heating, Cooling, All Service Plumbing, and Scramblers that do this free breakfast. It's an opportunity for veterans to come together. And, you know, the thing of it is, the free breakfast, that's a, you know, a fun and a cool thing, but what you realize is the real benefit is of watching these veterans that come together, and this is their monthly meeting for a lot of them, just to see each other. They get to know each other. They become friends over breakfast, thanks to our partners and our friends, and we just have, you know, such great people. You know, Sarah was talking about Beatles earlier and Bruce not being out here, but, I mean, he just also has that same sort of servant's heart, giving heart. And Emily Johnson, House Theory Realty, that same way. And the great thing about people like that who offer services for a living as a profession is you get that same treatment. You don't find people who are genuinely gold-hearted, good, caring people that when they work, they're not that way. Does that make sense? I mean, you just are that or you aren't that. And, it may sound silly, but if you've ever had to sell a home, particularly if it involved the need to buy one at the same time, that is a huge life decision. And it is so hugely significant to you and your family. You know, finances are one of the things that they say break up a lot of relationships, and you're talking about home selling and buying. And so oftentimes people who do real estate, they do it part-time, or they just, you know, transactions, not always, but point being is it's very easy to get a hold of someone where you're just a commission, but for you it is potentially one of the biggest decisions of your life. And that's why it's so important to have somebody that has the servant's heart, Emily does, and we're so grateful. And it's one of the reasons, frankly, that I encourage you, any of your home buying or selling needs, to reach out to Emily Johnson, House Theory Realty. Her contact info is under Nick's endorsements at ksgf.com. Again, thank Affordable Towing for sponsoring every Friday roadshow we have here out Scramblers, and for the Heroes Breakfast folks, again, Delta Roofing, Air Services, Heating, Cooling, All Service Plumbing, and Scramblers for providing free breakfast this morning for the veterans and giving us a chance to all come together and kick off the weekend. Glenn Beck's coming up next. Talk to you Monday. I'm Nick Reed.